Good morning. Today we're completing our topic of learning about the yarmulke, also called a kippah, also called in the UK a kapel, various names for it. And we've gone through and discussed the need to wear one. Is it a deraisa? Is it a derabanan? What are the reasons for it? Wearing it all day long, wearing it in particular for davening, shmona esrei, brachos, etc. Mirta Shem, we will continue next time with the concept of wearing a hat. In addition to a kippah, is it an obligation? Is it a midas chasidus? When does it have to be worn? Does it have to be worn at all? To whom does it apply, etc.? But today we're going to just finish up the kippah question with a specific issue that could come up for a sofer stam that is writing a sefer Torah, and he finds out that he was writing psukim in a Torah, writing Shem Hashem without a head covering. So we'll see two different responses in this regard. The Shut Lev Yehuda was asked about a sofer who was writing in the sefer Torah. He was writing in psukim Shem Hashem, and he didn't pay attention when he took his hat off. And when he took his hat off, it took with it, bishogeg, not deliberately, it took the yarmulke off with it as well. And there he is sitting, and then he was a little bit shocked a few hours later to find, as he's writing, that he did not have a yarmulke on. So the Tshuvas Lev Yehuda Paskins al hasofer yesh ligor benizifa. We should tell that off, that sofer off. We should rebuke him because he certainly did a big, tremendous chait. He has to be more careful about it. However, when it comes to the actual parchments, when it comes to the psukim and the sefer Torah that he's been writing, there is no necessary tikkun. There's nothing necessary to fix it. It is considered kosher, although the sofer was negligent and has to be more careful. Similar question was asked to the sefer leket HaKemach HaChadash. He was asked specifically about a sofer that would sit in the heat of the day, didn't have air conditioning, with a small hat on made of nylon. So it'd be very lightweight in order for it to not heat him up and disturb him. And unfortunately, one time, because of how light it was, he wasn't able to feel it on his head, but he didn't feel it. He never felt it on his head. And he was writing in the Sefer Torah, writing Shem Hashem. And then after a while, he sees on the floor, there is his nylon hat, and he had been writing without any head covering. So similarly, he paskin, that area in the Sefer Torah that was written even without a head covering is kosher, and he explains that even according to the Shita that says that wearing of a head covering is required on a Deoraisa level, that's the Shita of the Taz, that going with one's head uncovered is Chukas Agoyim, that is talking about when it is intentional or he knows about it, or even maybe negligent, but Be'ones. Here, that it was really against his will. He didn't want to do this at all. He simply found it on the floor after the fact, and onus rachmana patre, when we have a case that it's out of somebody's control, if it's an onus, it's not volitional whatsoever, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu paters the person, absolves the person of liability. And accordingly, he says that Sefer Torah is kosher. He says the concept of somebody not wearing a head covering when he knows about it, it's a form of promiscuity. It's pritzus. But when it's done, not intentional whatsoever, the Isser is not implicated, and accordingly, the Sefer Torah will be kosher. So both of them agree, if it's done unintentionally, the Sefer Torah would be kosher. However, obviously, people have to be really careful, especially in a situation of being a sofer and responsible for writing a Sefer Torah for others, to make sure that their minds are concentrated and that they are dressed appropriately, including having a proper head covering on. Have a wonderful day.